Pain for Spain as the Swiss roll on, Chile too hot for Honduras, and Bafana Bafana forlorn as Forlan runs riot. It's the Football Sack Podcast. We're back on the airwaves on iTunes. I'm your host, Jack Quigley. With me, as always, Christian Leyland. Welcome, Christian.
Oh, thank you very much.
We've got a snappy show today. We've actually got a plan that we're working off today in front of us, which is good.
I almost feel like royalty.
Really?
Yeah, well, a bit organised.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Today's show, we're going to have a wrap of last night's action at the World Cup. We'll talk Socceroos because we won't be on the air again until after that match. We'll have a look ahead to tonight's games. And we've got a whole heap of other stuff to get through as well.
Great show,
including a great Betfair promotion.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
Looking forward to that.
Even though you already know what it is.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yeah. I'm looking anticipation for the listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
The shock they'll hear how good it is.
If you already know and you can't wait to hear what it is, how good is they must be over the moon. Let's stick around for that. That's a great promotion from our friends at Betfair. We'll start off the show, as my delicious puns at the start of the show hinted, with last night's action from the FIFA World Cup, which our first game was Chile against Honduras.
A highly unremarkable yet kind of entertaining match.
Yeah, we were saying that... you know, it wasn't a bad game, despite the fact that, you know, it was 1-0 and that goal was a deflected clearance and it won't go down in history. But it wasn't the worst game we've seen this World Cup.
Yeah, no, they tried to attack, generally, you know, and which is what people were asking for after all the other matches so far.
All the other matches, yeah, that's right, except the German one.
Except the German one. But people didn't want Germany to attack.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, I think they did in Germany.
Yeah,
So Chile getting a win there, so that's a great start for them, and that start for them is made doubly good by our first World Cup boil over.
And what a boil over it was.
Wow, the favourites Spain going down to Switzerland.
That's crazy.
Who saw that coming?
Oh, no one.
Bizarre. It was like 25 shots to 5 or something ridiculous.
It was something ridiculous like that.
Gelson Fernandez with the only goal of the game for the Swish. And well done them.
Yeah, well, like we said earlier, it was, you know, no one saw it coming, but in a way they did. Like, everyone said this is how Spain's going to play.
Yeah.
Everyone said this is how Switzerland's going to play. Switzerland played exactly
they
like
both
they
played
thought.
That way.
They
yeah.
both played exactly the same way. It's just the result was.
It was just Switzerland's day.
Yeah.
Torres looked very rusty when he came on. He looked like a bloke who hadn't played a lot, which I'm afraid Harry Kewell might look like when he gets on. He's played less football than Torres.
Kewell doesn't have a new haircut, so everything will be all right.
Ah, good point. Yes. Yeah. Because Torres, he was obviously struggling with wind resistance. Yeah, he looks like a totally different person with those haircuts.
Yeah, someone said it was a Stevie G haircut. So,
yeah, it is kind of very boring. Not Fernando like
at all. Too much spending too much time in Liverpool, I think.
Yeah, Steve Gerrard. Right, he came out and said, of course, after the England game that all ten, the rest of the England team are behind Robert Green. Of course, they probably should have been standing behind him before he dropped the ball. That would have been useful. They could have cleared it.
Yes. You live and you learn.
Yeah, that's right. Boys, get me Angrino. South Africa, 0. Do a great Scouse accent. Don't get me started on Jimmy Carragher. South Africa, 0. Uruguay, 3 was our third game of the night. And Diego Forlan showed us what he was capable of.
Amazing. Two amazing goals.
Yeah. One corker of, you know, he just... hits it so sweetly, and it was one of the first times this tournament the ball has actually swerved and dipped as promised and gone in as
amazing.
Promised. It was a call, and his penalty was brilliant as well.
Unsavable.
It was.
Unsavable.
We were trying to say it was one of those ones you could tell the kid where you were going to put it, he still wouldn't save it.
That's it.
Which is a great penalty, and their third was a bit scrappy.
Looked nice, though. Like as in the chip over the top for the
The bloke kind of didn't know if he was heading or kicking.
Yeah.
There was a bloke in the Chile game did that.
That was horrible.
2 yards out, he tried to head it when he just
got his hands
it.
And knees and headed it when he could have just tapped it in.
And I tweeted on the Football Sack Twitter saying, what was the name of the bloke from the Melbourne Victory team that did it in the grand final? Do you remember he did it against Sydney FC? And the bloke, we had a few tweets back straight away saying, as it's Beach.
Yes.
Because I tweeted and said that was straight out of the John Arne Riise school of heading when it's much easier and would be a much better option just to kick it for all those. I'm sure there's a lot of Liverpool and Chelsea fans listening who remember the header I'm talking about in the Champions League. And it was great to see a few goals.
It was. The crowd didn't like it, though.
Yeah, probably the worst game you could have picked for a goal rush in the whole tournament was against the hosts. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the World Cup was calling out for it. They needed it.
God, it needed some goals, and, didn't it?
Well, it delivered. So,
yeah, going into last night, everyone was sort of saying, I've had enough of this boring stuff. Our first two games were 1-0s. But the Spain one was 1-0, but it was a really good game. I had a really good time watching
that's
that.
That's it. Oh, yeah, same. Yeah. It's just great watching Spain play.
You can watch their technical ability all day. Yeah. Just watching first touches and passing is great. Alonso, the way he just sprays the ball everywhere is brilliant to watch.
Is this the first night of the World Cup where we've actually had a goal scored in every game?
Is it?
I think it may be.
That's not a bad shout, actually.
Yeah, I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
because we've had a 0-0 at some stage just about every
night. Pretty much every night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty close to it. I can't... Yeah, looking at the draw here... Oh, the 12th, the second match day.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about... the second match day? Because
that was Argentina-Nigeria.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about Argentina? I didn't realise that was the second match day.
Yeah, but apart from that, it's the first night... It's the second night where there's been a goal scored in every match.
Is it our most gold night?
Oh, okay, we have...
Because the Germany...
Five goals, yeah, no, with the Germany we had six.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The Socceroos, as I said, they won't be in action until after... Or they will be in action before we're back on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thoughts, predictions, we sort of think he has to go back to his boring but effective system rather than throwing... caution in the wind and attacking.
Yes.
Just go to what he's trained for the last 2 years.
Well, that's it, yo. Yeah.
And pick your best players to do it,
you
idiot.
That's it. Yeah, get Garcia out of there.
Oh, God.
All right, okay. So we're hoping he goes back to his old formation. We're scared he might be a bit stubborn and just to spite people.
You said that, and I think you were very correct. Christian sort of came out and said this could work two ways, the pressure he's under. He could, okay, go out and attack, or he could go ultra stubborn, screw all you guys, I know best, and pick the same team.
Which I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, well, everyone in the world.
Yeah, that's it.
Except for Ghana.
They'd
be stoked, yeah. Look, Kiel's got to start. Well, he's got to play.
Mm-hmm. He really needs to start, really.
I think you've got to start him, yeah. That's the thing. Does Pim try and keep it 0-0 until Kiel gets on? Or does he get Kiel on and try and get a goal and take him off?
It's a dangerous tactic, though. You know, if you're 0-0, what if something become a goal down? You know, it's
that's right.
And then if Kiel comes on and scores
too late?
Suddenly it's even again, and we're out of the World Cup.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, and well, if Kiel plays, does he play up front or does he play on the left?
Yeah, another tough thing. Yeah. I'd like to see him on the left. I
would play him on
get
the
him
left.
Get him some more action.
Can be up front
because that's it. Yeah, if we don't have any creativity in midfield, then he won't get the ball anyway.
That's exactly. Yeah, that. If we could have Torres up front against Germany, he wouldn't have got the ball.
It's more true than funny, unfortunately. So.
Yeah, that's right. None of my jokes are funny, so it doesn't really matter. Tonight's games, looking forward. We think we've got a bit of a corker on our hands first, though.
Oh, I hope so. We have said this before, but I'm really hoping we do. Argentina, South Korea, the 9:30 game.
Yeah.
9:30 Eastern Standard Time game, sorry.
Yes. All you people over in Perth just having a nice dinner and watching a bit of World Cup. Yeah, probably go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Not when the sun's up.
Yeah.
That's for East Coast people.
we both think that'll be a great game to watch.
I really hope so. Yeah. You know, Argentina will attack.
I don't think they know any other way.
Yeah, and South Korea will attack with pace on the break.
Exactly, yeah.
So it should be end-to-end action.
Yeah.
Which is going to be amazing.
And South Korea will be very smart.
Yes.
Very regimented. And that tells me that they will pick up on where Argentina are weak.
Yeah,
and will
nice.
Expose it. So we're looking forward to that.
So a bit of Messi as well and Park Ji-sun.
Yeah, exactly. And Tevez... And Park Ji-sung, former teammates, going head-to-head.
Yeah, true. So, yes, and now Manchester rivals.
Yeah, that's right. And it's red and blue.
Red and blue. Oh, Oh, and the comparisons don't end.
Well, yeah, that's right. They're actually wearing the colours of their clubs. That doesn't really mean anything.
No, moving on.
Moving on. What's our second game tonight? It's the other one from that group.
Greece and Nigeria.
Greece and Nigeria, which we think it could be okay as well.
Could be all right.
Yeah.
It has potential. It has the potential to be a total fizzer.
It does have the potential to be a fizzer, yeah.
But could also
and
turn
going
away.
By this World Cup, it'll probably be a fizzer. And the third game is one I'm really looking forward to, the Mexico-France game.
That's a Mexico game. Yeah, okay. I'm really scared of French just shutting up shop, which seems weird. Not shutting up shop, just not using their players to their best of abilities like they did against
Uruguay.
Uruguay, yeah.
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 I'd be quite happy for them to do that. I hope they go in the World Cup.
See, I hope they lose.
Yeah.
But
I'd love to see them lose in an entertaining game.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, you can't ask for everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, knowing the World Cup, they'll probably win in a boring game, so.
Yeah. They'll probably, Mexico will dominate and they'll, yeah. Play France.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Don't deserve to be there. Mm. How good was Thierry Henry appealing for handball, though? In their first game. That was pretty hilarious.
It was. It was so funny.
It was very ironic. And on that show I was telling you to watch, Sam and Ed's World Cup Challenge on SBS, 8:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. They showed the footage. They said, no, Thierry, that's not a handball. This is a handball. And rolled the clip of his. And on the theme of tonight's games, we tweet. At the Football Sack is our Twitter, we tweet during the matches with updates and TFS trivia. We started a couple of nights ago. Well, we sort of started it a couple of nights ago. We asked questions that people answered, and last night we thought, let's do trivia.
Yeah, we'll make it official.
Yeah, so we sort of, and we made it themed to the specific games that were going on.
Yeah, the matches and teams. Yeah.
So last night our Twitter winners, I wrote down here, and I have them handy. We had Stefan Rustin, who's in Auckland. So he's an international listener. We'd love to hear from you, Stefan, about your thoughts on the All Whites, and keep in touch during the A-League for the Phoenix.
Yeah.
So get in touch, Stefan. Carly in Perth correctly got the Liverpool question right. What a coincidence that she's a Liverpool fan. She's admitted to that afterwards. Our very own Neil Sherwin got the indoor question right about Switzerland were involved in the first indoor World Cup match.
Yes,
USA 94. And Jimmy Stagger, who lives from Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah, he got another question right, which was about Bafana.
Yeah, so he must be our first away listener.
Well, we have one in Dubai.
Oh, we have one in Dubai. We do
right.
too.
We have what's her name? It's Annie Marie or something like that. We do have it written down. There it is, Anna Maria. Oh, gee, I was close.
Well, you were very close.
She listens in Dubai, and she said that the world's a bit upside down. Spain lost. Brazil struggled against North Korea, and Germany had a bit of fun with us. So, thanks for listening from Dubai.
Yeah, no, how good is it? International listeners?
Yeah, loving that's it. Great.
Any other international listeners out there? Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, if you're listening, or even if you're just a long way away.
Yeah.
Or even if you're next door. We'd love to hear from you.
That's it.
You can email the show at info@thefootballsack.com, or you can Twitter us at @thefootballsack, or Facebook us.
Yes, and you can find the Facebook link on our Contact Us page.
On the website. The website, of course, is thefootballsack.com. You can get this podcast from there.
Yes, and also from iTunes.
And also
from
iTunes.
Everywhere. You just can't avoid it.
You probably know if you're listening.
That's it.
Because if you're not in the studio, you're not hearing this right now. We're probably one of those two ways to listen.
We're probably telling the wrong people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get out of the studio. You're not going to listen. There's no one else here in the studio. We talked on the subject of the boring games at the World Cup. Christian very wittily said before we were talking about the group of death, and he said, "Yeah, it's death to watch it."
Mm.
And you know, that Ivory Coast, who did they play? Portugal. Game was just the pits.
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo had one great shot. The rest of the game, nothing.
Yeah, barely nothing. Touched it. That's horrible, the group of death. Let's hope that they wake up. I sort of said it's the group of death because they all played like corpses and made a bad reference to the weekend at Bernie's and Hawaiian shirts and sunglasses. We have correspondence to get through. Luke DeLawrence from Ballina has Facebooked us.
Once again.
It's the same guy.
It's the Formula One guy.
It's the Formula One guy who asked us to talk about F1. He answered our question from last week's show about the meaning of the name Axiom. And he said that according to the Urban Dictionary, accent means a recognised law, some car brand, and looks nice. So thanks for that, Luke.
Thanks, Luke. Top stuff.
Yeah, I wonder if Axiom knows that.
Who knows?
Yeah. If he's listening to the show, now he does.
Yeah, there you go. Axiom, you mean the name is some car brand. Thank you, UrbanDictionary.com.
It's a Honda Axiom. Yeah. He scored the other night.
Oh, he did too.
Yeah.
We've already mentioned it.
Not Honda Axiom, yeah. Yeah, we talked about puns in the last one, didn't we?
We did.
Stefan Rustin, as I said, is from Auckland. He correctly answered our questions, which was great. Benjamin Martian, is he related to Marvin? No. That's terrible.
That'll impress someone for the bad puns.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's the one who tweeted and said, stick to the bad comedy and I'll keep listening. So
there's so one just
Benjamin,
for you.
That is just for you. That is just for you, mate. My awful joke there. I'll bet your nickname's Marvin. I'll bet his nickname is Marvin.
It'd have to be, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah.
It is now, anyway.
On this show it is, yeah. Liam Dunphy in Sydney said that Bafana's opening goal was sublime. Obviously talking about the opening goal of the tournament, and correctly scored by, what was that place's name?
Shalala.
Shabalala. Yeah, it's like... yeah, something like that. It was great. Mykon's swerving strike was as good. Great overlap, crazy angle. Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
We had a quick chat before saying, did he intend to do it? And we think he kind of did.
We think we kind of did. Maybe not. Didn't plan to put it right where it was, but was hoping for a deflection for the goal.
Yeah, he was hoping for the best. He wasn't crossing, is what we sort of said.
Because he wasn't looking for any defense. No. He was looking straight at the goal.
Yeah,
and even if he didn't mean it, I'll give it to him.
Yeah, no, well done. He's a good player, Michael.
Yeah. We needed something special goal.
It'd be great if more people took pot shots at this World Cup. That's what this World Cup needs.
Well, North Korea gave us a shot from halfway.
They did. Well done.
Yeah. Love it.
In North Korea, they edited that and it goes in. And they show that to the North Korean public at one of their rallies. And they said, look, we scored against Brazil from halfway.
So that they actually show the shot and then it's a screenshot to it, to the ball going in the net with all people in Portugal jerseys with their head and their hands behind the goal.
Why Portugal jerseys?
Because it's a different match they're using the footage from.
But no, he scored against Portugal.
Never mind. I'll explain to you off air. No.
Yeah, they showed, he has the shot and they show Rob Green fumbling it.
Oh, yeah, that would work a lot better.
I was just going to say something about Rob Green.
Ooh.
I think we've all heard enough jokes about Rob Green.
Yes.
Kirsty Beck from Sydney. Oh, this was good. Actually,
obviously a Sydney fan.
Yeah, she's a Sydney FC fan, and she sort of said last year's Premiership Championship double, I mean, she's super pumped for the A-League and AFC Champions League, which is great.
Well, we are here.
So are we. And so you're not the only one, Christy. And she said, plus watching the Blues mix it with the Europeans in the Sydney Festival of Football. So she can't wait for that, and I don't think anybody can.
Yeah, I know, it's going to be amazing.
Because we said last week or the first show.
First show.
Then it's cheap to go and watch some great football.
It is. So I think the cheapest one-day ticket's $29. And I had a look for concessions for a tournament pass is something like $75.
Wow, that's great.
Which is,
insanely good. It's what's like good. $12 a game or
something. Yeah, so it's six games over 3 days.
Yeah.
Awesome. Four teams.
On the topic of Sydney FC, they kicked off their pre-season last night with a game.
A 2-1 win over Manly United.
Yeah, so. And a couple of debuts. A
couple of debuts, very important debuts.
Yeah.
One of them being Nicky Carl.
A certain Eden Carl, yes.
Yes, and who was the other?
Scott Jamieson.
Scott Jamieson, yeah. Returning home, mix it in Sydney.
Yeah, the Sydney boy came home and they had a 2-1 win over Manly United. Perth Glory also kicked off their season, I think the night before. They beat, Rockingham City, like 8-0 or something like that.
I just love the name of that place, Rockingham. We had someone from Rockingham ride in too today.
Who's this bloke, Anthony Skeels.
Oh, that bloke.
He's the one who, he agreed with me that Scott McDonald shouldn't have been left behind, which means that he disagrees with you.
Disagrees with me,
did.
Yeah.
He said, his tweet was, you have to question the wisdom of leaving Scott McDonald behind and abandoning 4-2-3-1. Hasn't scored yet, but surely due.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And I said, yep.
You said yes. We wanted him in the squad as he's a proven goal scorer. I said, okay, he's a proven goal scorer in the Scottish Premier League, which isn't exactly the highest league. He's shown glimpses at Champions League level, but probably should have went to a bigger league.
Yeah.
a season or two ago in preparation for the World Cup.
Yeah, I said, look, he scored against AC Milan and Manchester United. And you sort of said, well, you know, they're kind of one-offs. He probably should have planned ahead, gone to the Premier League or a championship club a season before he did, which is a good call.
Yeah.
But having said that, if he can score against Man United on a one-off, who's to say he couldn't have scored against Germany or Ghana?
Yeah.
Yeah,
fair enough.
And other A-League preseason results, Gold Coast United played a two-legged match against New Caledonia.
He did the national team.
Yeah.
Over in over on the island. And they lost the first match 3-2.
Yep.
Came back and won the second one, 1-0 or 2-1?
1-0. Yeah, 1-0. We've got some transfer news for the A-League as well.
Yeah, okay, two big moves.
We've got some news about Adelaide United that we're going to talk about, but let's start off with the breaking transfer news from overnight.
Breaking transfer news. Wellington Phoenix have just sold their defender, their international defender, ex-international, John McCain, to the Middle East outfit Al Nassr.
Yeah.
Not sure how much the fee would be, but we've assumed it's going to be substantial.
Yeah.
This is an Arab club. And McCain, will see if he can get himself into some good form. Maybe get himself back into soccer.
How old is he?
Ooh. Good question. 27.
Oh, well, yeah. He could still play for Australia.
Yeah. Get a few good seasons. Because he's been a standout performer for the Phoenix.
Yeah, he's been great. Yeah.
So, good on him.
It's a big blow for them to lose him, actually.
It is, actually. Yeah. They're going to have to get a replacement.
Yeah, they're going to have to get someone in. They can't just cover that. I hope they do replace him because they were great last year.
They were. You love to watch them because they did attack.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And Paul Ifield came from Millwall and it actually turned out to be great.
Yeah, it was really good. And, you know, just when you thought it could get any better, they threw Eugene Daddy a lifeline and he doesn't get all of his chances, but he's a personality player.
He is. He was a big favourite at Perth.
He was. That was strange.
Yeah. They really liked him over there. And I did too. I thought he was...
I was disappointed when he got released.
I thought he was a good fit for Perth.
Celebrated when he got picked up almost immediately.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because he's good for the league. He's just one of those guys. Because, yeah. And he didn't celebrate when they locked Perth out in the shootout.
Which is good of him.
Yeah, which is a nice touch. Elsewhere, Jimmy Stagger from Boston said, Australian fans cannot be happy, but I've got confidence in my USA. And we said, yeah, look, I don't really care about not being happy. USA can do well. I don't really care, but I think you're bang on about them doing well.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to do really well.
Yeah.
Solid defence, pacey, skillful attack, experienced midfield with a relatively kind draw. They can go far.
They can, and we think they might top their group because we think they'll be more ruthless in beating Slovenia and Algeria than England will. We kind of think England might labour to 1-2-0 wins in those games, whereas USA might open up the floodgates.
Yeah, I think USA might sweep all before them in those two games. You know, just play good football, score a few goals, and England might, you know, they've got the pressure on them. You know, they might have a little bit of a... They'll come on top, but they'll struggle a bit.
But England always struggle to beat small teams.
It's true.
Even in World Cup qualifying, they play like Macedonia. They might win 2-0 or something like that. Yeah. And that may not be enough to top the group with that kind of form.
No.
Which means they're going to play Germany.
And they may just get knocked out.
And we get knocked out. Which...
would actually be quite good for some of our listeners.
Wins for the listeners. Because our friends at Betfair have jumped on board with us and have said... they've been supporters from day dot with us. But we wrote to them and said... we've got our podcast up and running. Can we have a special promo for our listeners? Because we like our listeners. And they said, sure. How does this sound? If you go to our site, click on the Betfair link, open up an account, they will give you a $100 free bet.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And the thing is, what you have to do is you're betting on the Poms
not to make
the semi-finals. So you go there and you bet on, it's called a lay bet, which is basically means you're betting for something not to happen. And you click on England and you lay them to make the, I'm not talking about John Terry, you lay them to make the final four. And you put on however much you want, up to $100, they will refund if it doesn't work. And if they get knocked out in the group stage, second round, quarterfinals, you win.
You get your payout, which at the moment, how much was it?
It was like $3.20 that was paying for them to not make it.
$3.60, something like that.
Yeah, which is great. So that's a huge payout for you. And then if they go through and miraculously make the semi-finals, Betfair will just refund your bet.
How good's that?
They will give your money back up to $100. So don't put your house on it. They'll only give you $100. They'll keep the rest of your house.
But
they'll give you a door back or something.
You can't ask for much more, can you?
That is a free bet. So thank you very much to Betfair. You'd be crazy not to sign up, but just make sure you do it through our site to make sure that you cash in on that free bet. You won't get it if you just go to betfair.com. So go through our site, open up an account, start betting, and get in on the fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. They've been pretty good to us, Betfair. Yeah, we asked for a promo. They got to us a day later. So,
a day later.
You know what? Have this one.
They obviously realise what a huge show this is.
Oh, I think so.
Because it's always more fun when you have a bit of cash on the game.
That's it. A little bit more interesting. Yeah.
And it hurts that little bit more when you lose. You know.
But with this one, it won't hurt because you can't lose.
That's exactly.
Okay. How good is it? Okay.
You have two options. Either you win money or you don't lose money. And that sounds good to me.
That's it. A little bit of intrigue in matches. I think it's well worth it.
Back to the A-League.
Oh, yes. The transfer we missed.
Transfer. Gold Coast United.
Gold Coast United have brought in ex-former Manchester United defender John Curtis.
Yeah.
So, 31-year-old. He's got a few years left in the legs. Was touted at one stage as a former England captain, though dropping form.
Former or future?
Oh, sorry. Future. Dropping form. Saw him spend a few years in lower leagues. Yeah. But he spent two seasons... Well, he did his youth career at United. Spent two seasons with the first team. And, I can't see anything but good things for the Gold Coast for this signing.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great signing. Well done, Gold Coast. Adelaide United have released former Sydney FC captain Mark Rudan, Alamau, and Cristiano. All gone.
All gone.
Won't be wearing a red shirt next season.
Yes, it's interesting. Interesting.
Unless they get a heart. Where they'll be wearing half a red shirt.
Half a red shirt, yeah.
And half a white shirt.
Well, okay, Is this because the coach has left, or is this because they didn't perform last year?
Well, I'm assuming they're all out of contract.
Okay, of course.
To just walk away. And I'm guessing that the club have sort of said they won't make any signings until a new coach's in place, and these guys don't excite them. They've seen what they've offered, and they're not that excited, which, to be fair, is probably the case.
It's fair enough to the club.
Yeah. Well, they've got Sergio Van Dijk now.
They do. They don't need Cristiano.
They don't need Cristiano. No, Sergio Van Dijk is a big loss for the Raw. He's a very good player.
He's a huge loss.
Yeah.
They've tried to cover it by signing Costa Barbarossa.
Barbarossa, yeah.
Who has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
But he hasn't shown it on the top level yet.
Yeah.
He's an all-white international himself.
He is too, yeah.
So
he didn't make their squad.
Did he make the squad? No.
You're struggling if you're not making New Zealand's World Cup squad. I got a call.
Yeah, you got a call. It didn't turn out.
No, my passport says Australian. I can't.
Yeah.
Because they've got some bloke from like Auckland City or something in there. He plays at a semi-professional club. He's at the World Cup.
Yeah, I think he got featured on the FIFA website yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah. Okay. A meteoric rise. Which would make sense if you played for a huge international side, but for New Zealand, it's not so meteoric.
It's just like your team made the World Cup.
Yeah, you walked up a hill. That was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they had to fill the roster.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much covered. We'll go through the rest of our correspondence and say hello to everyone that we haven't said hello to.
Mm-hmm.
Have I read out our trivia winners?
You did. I don't think you said the questions. Did you want to mention the questions or not really?
Nah, they should have been following the Twittering.
That's it. Yeah, if you want to get into the TFS trivia, just follow us on Twitter during the matches. We'll have themed questions.
Yeah, we kick it off each night at about 9 o'clock. We start tweeting and we tweet through. So have a listen.
We'll have about 3 to 4 questions a match, one or two a half.
Yeah, that's right. And there'll be themes to the game. It'll involve players or teams involved in that game somehow.
That's good.
I'm guessing for the Argentina game, we're going to see something about Tevez. I see it. The Hammers City link. The question's going to involve Carlos Tevez at some stage.
I think so. We're both very knowledgeable of
yes,
of the fiery Argentine.
Yes, Carlitos. Jeez,
Alex.
His mother knocked a pot of boiling water off the stove onto him as a kid. That's why he has that. That neck thing.
He's actually got physical holes in his neck. It's crazy.
Yeah. So that if anyone asks, you know, you know. That's how it happened.
Mm.
Of course, they're captained by Javier Mascherano, who couldn't get a game for West Ham. Hayden Mullins was keeping him out of our team, so he just went to Liverpool. What the hell was going on there?
Yeah.
So I think that we've covered all our correspondence. So thank you to everyone who wrote to us. I'm sorry if I didn't get to us. To you,
just a personal shout out to Jimmy Stagger from Mossy Bastards.
Yeah, he actually tweeted us and asked for a shout out. So there you go, Jim.
There you go.
Enjoy.
All yours.
And best of luck for the USA for their next game. We will talk to you next week, Monday. We've penciled in that we're going to be back in the studio.
Yes. Podcasts will be Monday and Thursdays.
Yes. So, and we're doing it all. We've decided to do two shows all year.
Yes. So when the A-League starts, we'll have a wrap-up and a preview every week.
Which is great. So all your football news and needs will be delivered and fulfilled.
Yeah, so of course all our listeners are not bandwagon jumpers. They'll stick with us all throughout the year.
That's right. We don't do Chelsea fans in here.
No.
And by Chelsea fans, I mean fair weather fans. So make sure that you stick around and pick up our next show off iTunes. Subscribe, give us a rating, and give us a review on iTunes. Because if you give us a rating and a review, we go higher and higher up the iTunes tree, and more likely more people might just have a listen. Because we're not far off the top as is. Like, I went through, we were like a couple of slots below like the Guardian podcast or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, come hit us up with a few reviews. Let us know what you think, but only if it's 5 stars.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Keep your thoughts to yourself if you don't like us. Email us at info@thefootballsack if you want to contact us directly. That is all from us for this show.
I think so.
And we will be back, as I said, on Monday. All the best for your weekend. Enjoy the football. Have a great time.
Have a great time, and don't forget Betfair.
And Betfair, and enjoy your winnings when England get knocked out. Goodbye.